He was not of an age, but for all time.
他超越了时空，他属于所有世纪。
Come with us on a journey to discover the Bard.
莎士比亚特别系列。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听了解莎士比亚系列的第三集。作为大诗人的莎士比亚，他创作了两首长诗和154首14行诗，其中许多诗句都是有关爱情的，不仅美，而且富有哲理，常常作为英国人婚礼上的祝福和寄语。
Hello, I'm William Cramer. In Shakespeare the Poet, we'll be discussing one of his most famous sonnets with a Chinese expert, Liu Lei.
刘磊是天津大学英语系讲师，曾教授莎士比亚课程，对莎士比亚诗歌的翻译也有独到见解。早些时候我们和他做了一次电话采访。
Actually, the beauty of poem attracted me very much, and when I read, I found the beauty with words, you know, the vocabulary.
You mentioned that you particularly liked Shakespeare's poems. And I was wondering, do you have a favorite sonnet?
你最喜欢的十四行诗是什么呢？
My favorite one is the most popular one. 18. May I compare thee to a summer day, this one.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed.And every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. As long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
This is my all-time favorite.
这首表爱情的十四行诗是刘磊最喜欢的诗歌了。All-time favorite.
This is my all-time favorite.
I've got a question for you, Liu Lei. Is there anything that you can say in general when you're talking about comparing English poems like this sonnet and Chinese poems from that same era, that same time, sort of 16th, 17th century? I mean, very broadly, what are the differences?
同一个时期的中国诗歌和英国诗歌大体上有什么不同呢？大体上 ,broadly, what are the differences?
The differences, you know, Chinese poems are mostly imagist poems. Trees, flowers, birds, and snow and everything, all these things, when they are combined together, they can create an environment. This will reflect the mindset of the poet.And by reading it, I believe the readers will feel it. The English poems, you know, English poems in most cases, they are very completed sentences, like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? This is English poems. Okay, so the subject and the verbs and everything is a sentence.
中国古典诗歌的特点是意象Images, 它反映了诗人的一种观念 mindset. 而英国诗歌的结构呢是完整的句子 completed sentences, 包括主语、动词和其他成分。
You know, English poems in most cases, they are very completed sentences, like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? This is English poems. Okay, so the subject and the verbs and everything.It's a sentence.
But I thought it was quite interesting what you were saying about Chinese poetry being about images, because...
Yes, images.
Yeah, this sonnet is very much a kind of an idea, isn't it? It's quite what we would say cerebral. So it's quite sort of, there's a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts, and it's, a little, it's quite sort of intellectualized. It seems to me sometimes that Shakespeare really tries to get across a complex, almost a philosophical idea, rather than painting a picture, you know?
Wow, William, you have used some big words there. 在形容这首十四行诗的时候呢 ,William 用了一个词叫 cerebral, C-E-R-E-B-R-A-L, cerebral, 意思是用大脑思考的。莎士比亚的诗歌往往是理性化 和富有哲理的 intellectualized and philosophical。他是在用诗歌来表达 get across 一个复杂的思想，而不是表达一种意象。
This sonnet is very much a kind of an idea, isn't it? It's quite what we would say cerebral. So it's quite sort of, there's a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts, and it's, a little, it's quite sort of intellectualized. It seems to me sometimes that Shakespeare really tries to get across a complex, almost a philosophical idea,
yes,
rather than painting a picture, you know?
Yes, I know. I know. So one reason William Shakespeare can transcend all times and countries is that his themes are very universal, you know. And also love, hate, everything, so emotions. Yes, so Chinese poems will not do that directly.
刘磊的回答中也包含了两个关键词语。他说莎士比亚的作品超越了时空和国界 transcend all times and all countries。他所要表现的主题 theme 是具有人类共性的 universal。
One reason William Shakespeare can transcend all times and countries is that his themes are very universal, you know.
Universal indeed. I've found that there are quite a few fans of Shakespeare among Chinese students studying in London. 伦敦政治经济学院的林玲和秦家静文就是其中的两位。
就人情冷暖的那种感受特别特别深刻，所以我觉得他能写出来的东西在整个人类历史中都可以被相同的感受到。
我们可以看到很多人性上面的特点和我们现代人类有共鸣的一些特点，能够引起我们的反思，去考虑虽然时代变了，但是很多人性的共性是没有改变的。
bbcukchina.com
You're listening to BBC Learning English. Later in the programme, Yang Li will discuss the translation of Shakespeare's sonnet with Liu Lei. But now it's time for S-words. Well, today it's a phrase that has an exact Chinese translation, and it's all about love.
你知道英语中有多少词汇是莎士比亚创造的吗？
Have fun with S-words. Words from Shakespeare.
我觉得我们彼此已经相当了解了，要不要我给你讲讲我的爱情生活？是的，我很爱 Penny 这个女孩，我相信 Penny 也一定很爱我，我完全被她迷住了。虽然她把我的汽车撞了，我也根本不在乎，庆幸的是她没有伤着。是的，我知道他喜欢跟很多不同的男孩子们进进出出的，不过他就是个爱社交的人。最让我高兴的就是他把我的钱都派上了用场。认识他之前，我的钱都只能闷在银行户头里，现在呢，全都投资于那些昂贵的名牌服装上了。这些衣服将来肯定会升值，你说呢？您不同意吗？真的？你知道 Shakespeare 的一句名言吗？而且是莎翁多次使用过的一句话 Love is blind.
I have loved her ever since I saw her, and still I see her beautiful.
If you love her, you cannot see her.
Why?
Because love is blind. Oh, that you had mine eyes, or your own eyes had the lights they were wont to have when you chide at Sir Proteus for going ungartered.
What should I see then?
Your own present folly and her passing deformity.
Love is blind. 爱情是盲目的。当我们头脑发热的时候，我们就看不到对方的缺点了。Love is blind.
If you love her, you cannot see her.
Why?
Because love is blind.
那是 Two Gentlemen of Verona 中的一段话。Shakespeare 显然对这句话相当的欣赏，因为他在三个不同的剧目中都使用了这句话。下面我们听听如今的英国人是如何使用这句话的。
What's Abigail's new man like?
He's a bit of an idiot, to be honest. He drinks too much and seems to think he's a comic genius. She's obsessed with him, though.
Oh, really? Well, love is blind, I suppose.
也许 Shakespeare 是对的。不过我可不准备听取一位老人的忠告，特别是已经故去400年的英国老人。Oh, hi, Penny. What's that? You need to borrow some money. Sure. When do you need it?
S-words.
Oh dear, oh dear. Love is blind.
是的，爱是盲目的。不过回到爱情诗歌的主题，原作读起来很美，不过在翻译的时候，怎样达到信达雅呢？我们一起来听听刘磊的看法吧。
这个其实挺有挑战性的。我看过有23个版本，就是这一首十四行诗的翻译，因为它的十四行诗格式非常的整齐，我还是比较倾向于去读那些翻译起来每一行字数是一样的，不太喜欢那种自由体。另外的话，我觉得，我也比较喜欢他在翻译的时候不要过于接近我们现在的语言，稍微留一点那种古韵的意思，因为毕竟这个诗歌他在当时写的时候语言习惯不是特别的一样，
保持一点原汁原味。
对，如果太白话的话我觉得就没有味道了。然后我发现就翻译的时候一个比较难点的问题呢，就是因为英语的话它押韵的话押尾韵押声母就可以了，然后呢它这个 ABAB 然后 CDCD EFEFNGG 的格式是这样来走下来的。我就很高兴看到很多中文的译本，比如说我看到了一个孙楠老师的那个翻译的译本，我就选开头的那两句。
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
那么他的中文译本也不错，是这样说的。能否把你比作夏日璀璨？你却比夏季更可爱温存，狂风摧残，五月花蕊娇艳，夏天匆匆离去毫不停顿。所以真的也是照搬了这个 ABAB 的格式，然后的话还是很好的，
在形式上和所体现的这种灵魂上都做到了统一的完美的表达。
但是我觉得很难的一点就是中文还要求那个合辙，这是四个声，平声、上声、入声、去声，要求合辙押韵，比较难。
那么最后这句话呢 ？So long as man can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives. 你再说一下这个。
So long as man can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. 那么孙良老师他的译作是这样的：只要人能呼吸，眼不盲，这诗和你将千秋流芳。这个和这押韵做得比较好，
忙和方。好，谢谢你刘磊。
Yeah, thanks, Lalia.
Bye for William.
So that was Liu Lei on the translation of Shakespeare's sonnet. Next week, we'll be talking to well-known historian Michael Wood about Shakespeare the historian.
下周我们将探讨作为史学家的莎士比亚，欢迎到时收听。Bye bye.
Bye bye.
BBCUKChina.com